So we've reached the end of the line, but there are still some battles to talk about. More importantly now, who's going to grab that second spot in the league? Jonah always sits on the fence in these issues, so get off the fence, Jonah. Is it a banger or a Nomad's triumph we'll be talking about Saturday morning?
Well, I think the favourite has to be Connorski Nomads. I think their recent form of late has been excellent, apart from last week against TNS when they got defeated 3-1. And they just about edged the battle, but Bangor have done well to stay in it. But I'm getting off the fence, and I think the Nomads will just get over the line with a win against Druids on Friday evening. And if they do, what a fantastic performance it would have been by the Nomads. They're on the chance of a runners-up spot and a Welsh Cup win. They're capable of winning a Welsh Cup against Aberystwyth. It would be an unbelievable season for them. But if you're a Bangor City player, Kevin Nicholson's team got to go to the game, you know, full of the ideas of getting into Europe themselves, and a win could get them into Europe. And who would want more than that in your final game of the season?
So how does Andy Morrison think it's going to go?
Listen, the way the season's gone so far, I expect nobody to do us a favour. So, you know, it's going to come right down to the final game. And we guessed that when we looked at all the permutations at the start of the split. You know, it looked like it would come down to the final game of the season. Mm-hmm. And it will be, like, you know, and we'll be ready for that. And what's meant to be will be.
And S4C have picked the live game that they're going to show, because all of the games kicking off same time Friday night. S4C have gone for the Druids Nomads game. And look, we know Druids have broken many a heart, especially earlier on in the season. So they're capable of making a few people cry, aren't they?
Oh, they're very capable, Mark. They're very capable. They put a great performance in against Bangor in the second period, especially the last half hour on Sunday's game on Scotty. They got some good players. You know, we go through them. Their name's Michael Jones in goal straight away. Nathan Pete, centre back. Alex Medimu. And Eric Piskorski up front. He looks a find. He looks an absolute find. And Griff was, I was speaking to Griff about him on Sunday, and he thinks he's found a diamond there. He's played him out wide most of the season, but he's turned him down, put him down the middle, and he looks a real find. So he'll take some looking after on Friday evening. And don't forget, you know, there's a group of players there, and a management team, and a group of fans who are going to get their own victory. They're not going to worry one iota about Connorski. They'll want to finish fifth in the Welsh Premier League. So it's game on, mate. This is no gimme whatsoever.
Well, of course, Bangor have got to win, otherwise they don't get there. But coming back to these goals for and goals against and goals difference, when you look at the goals for and goals against column, what stands out and is typical Connorski Nomads for me is goals against of 27. Now, if I'm right, that is the meanest goals against in the whole of the league. In other words, we know Connorski are a defensive side, and they've played it absolutely in aplomb this year again.
They've done tremendous, but I'll tell you what, Mark, Danby, as you say, in goals. But the emergence as well, and look, Connorski pride herself on that, and Andy Morrison prides herself on that. And they don't just play long ball, they play different ways, as they've proved in the semi-final when they defeated Bangor 6-1 on a special night for them. But I have to take my hat off to Nicholson and Taylor Fletcher as well, because they brought this young boy in goals, Matthew Hall, and I got the league in front of me here. Bangor, by the way, have only let in 31, which is four goals more, two goals more than TNS have conceded. So they've done their homework at the back as well. That's why this race has been such a tight race for second spot.
Now, of course, it was Manager of the Month award a couple of days ago, and that went to Gavin Chesterfield at Barry because of continuing form there. And I'll come back to that again later, because I fancy we'll have to chat about that. But there were some grumbles in the northeastern corner of the country that Andy Morrison didn't get a look in. What do you make of those two together?
It's a tough call. I think it was three wins each. It's tough. It could go either way. Look, they've both done. I was a manager. It's happened to me in the past. You always think you should win it and you don't win it. But I will tell you this now, Mark. Right, Andy Morrison will not care a dot about the Manager of the Month on Friday evening if his team qualify for Europe and his team win the Welsh Cup. That's where you win your plaudits. Right, he will not care one iota about the Manager a month if his team wins the next two games. That's what football's all about, the real awards.
What would you say if Bangor didn't get European football this season? Is that a backward step?
I think they've done well to compete as well as they have in coming third. I know they're a big football club, and they all won European qualification. But I think what might have gone unnoticed is the emergence of quite a few youngsters have come to their team. You've got Hall in goals. You've got Gossett playing in midfield. You've got Dean Rittenberg up front, who I didn't realise, by the way, is only 21. You've got Luke Wall, 22, I think. You've got George Harry on the wing, 17 or 18. Stephen Hewitt at 23. I think pound for pound, they might be the youngest team in the league, Bangor. So the re-emergence as a team being built by Nicholson and Taylor Fletcher, I think, have done very well.
So all the more important that every single one of them, or the majority of them, and the manager stay together next season.
Oh, listen, I really hope it happens.
Do you think if it does, then we're going to see them climb higher in the league next year?
Whether they'll climb higher or not, I think, as we said, we go back to the first podcast of the season, I think, and we said New Saints, Connors Quay, Bangor City and Bala are almost becoming like an elite four. Cardiff Met did well to challenge them before Christmas, but dropped off a bit, but they've still done well to get top six. And Kevin Druids, you know, have done excellent to get in a top six. But that top four are going to be hard to break down. If everything is hunky-dory and the season starts again with everybody off-level playing field, I think that top four are almost coming into your Man City, you know, your Man United, your Chelsea's and your Liverpool's. But, hey, the likes of Barrytown, like I said all the time, the likes of Barrytown have re-emerged now. They could be a challenger next season. Newtown with Chris Hughes, if they develop, they could be a challenger again. But the top four is hard to break down. So I see New Saints, Connors Quay, Bangor City and Bala as not a lot different to the way most people would have predicted at the start of the season.
Yeah, next season will be interesting. Maybe we'll park the conversation for later, but I think I slightly disagree with you there, because I think there are a couple of other teams we should be talking about who might break down that back four, but that front four. But whilst we talk about, the reason I say, will it be a disappointing season if Bangor don't get into the Europa League, is because obviously if Bangor don't get second place, they could drop into the playoff scenario if the cup doesn't go their way. And then you look at the teams that they're then going to be facing, and Bala absolutely will be going for it because they don't want to end up with a trophyless season. Kevin Druids, as we said, have surprised so many. So have Cardiff Met. But here's the name that I really do want to chuck in off the back of that Manager of the Month award. I'm putting money down on Barrytown to win it.
They're in a rich vein of form. They compete anybody on a day. I think Kane McLagan getting fit again is a massive boost to them. They got a great squad of players down there. And these playoffs, I think, could be the tightest playoffs we've had in years. As you just said, if Bangor are in the playoffs or they get to Europe, if it's Bangor, Bala, Cardiff Met, Kevin Druids and Barry, and then, of course, it's one from five then, you could, honestly, you could roll a dice then. Cardiff Met proved the other day that they won 4-3 against Bala, so they can beat anybody on the day. Don't forget, they've had a real lean period where they didn't have Imlin Lewis, they didn't have their captain Brad Woolridge, they didn't have Adam Roscoe. They've been playing with half a team. Now, I know these university people are clever, right? I don't think Edwards is clever enough to have made these injuries and stuff all come well now. You can't count Cardiff Met out of the equation either. These playoffs are going to be tremendous. I'm really looking forward to them. But as a betting man would go, you'd most probably, if them five were in it, right, Bangor and Bala would be, I would say, 6-4 even money. You'd then get Barry on their current form might come in 3-1. The Met and the Druids, you'd say 5-1, 10-1. But for me, Mark, anybody can win the playoff. It's going to be a brilliant couple of weeks football.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the run of form that Barrytown have had over the past few weeks, and history will tell you there is always one team in any playoff in England and Wales in football where you get a team that rally at the last minute and then suddenly steal the playoff title, and they've been nowhere near it for weeks. The other thing I'd say is, here's a controversial one, if Barry do that and Barry go into the playoffs and they win it and they get European football next season, let's talk about manager of the year, manager of the season. Surely that's put Gavin Chesterfield back at the top.
He'd have to be right up there. Absolutely. Absolutely right up there. Like you said, Scott Roscoe's won the league. That's the one what Gavin, that's the one what Andy Morrison, That's the one where everybody wants to win. But then you have to look again. Morrison may have created a runner-up and Welsh Cup double. That might make him favourite. But Chesterfield bringing Barry back in on his first year, if he were to make European, make Europe, what a fairy tale. What a fairy tale. But he'd have to give a third of it at least to Hannah because she does some of the work as well.
Absolutely. Well, as and David Cole, lots of people have had their say in that story as well, and that's worthy of a Hollywood movie if it goes that way, isn't it? Just moving down the table, there are some dead rubbers, but we have to say some very important games. And one game I want to highlight is Llandudno's, because we will be saying arrivederci to Mark Williams from Llandudno at the end of this season. It'll be his last game in the black and white this week, and we've got to pick up the spark, haven't we, because he's been a great servant to the club.
Yeah, he's done tremendous. His first year back in when he won the Welsh Premier League Player of the Year, he was excellent. I think he scored about 24 goals, I think, to win the Welsh Premier Player of the Year. And he looked like he was really enjoying himself. He was afforded to play then in a 10 role, though, where he never had to work at so hard, I don't think. And in his defence the last couple of years, he's had to go and create his own chances and play more as a midfielder than a forward. So, yeah, I think his first year was absolutely brilliant. But there could be takers. The likes of Newtown, the likes of Aberystwyth, the likes of Caernarfon and whoever else is around the area. I think they could be interested in Mark because he's still capable of getting goals at this level. I mean, I think we've just got to have a word as well for Lee Thomas. Lee's been at Llandudno. You're on about Mark leaving Llandudno. Lee's been at Llandudno for 15 years and he's left the club this week as well. So well done, Lee. You've graced the league and the pyramid system for all that time while Llandudno. So I think we just had to mention Lee as well.
You're absolutely right, Jonas. Let's hear from the man himself. Lee Thomas, 15 years at Llandudno, man. How does he feel today?
Sad about the loss, but very emotional, to be honest.
Yeah, you're coaching your little daughter here. You've been at the club, you know, for 15 years, and good game today, but you've had great memories here at the club, haven't you?
Yeah, very good. Won't beat playing Gothenburg away, lot tops off. Isn't that ever going to beat that, playing for my hometown in Sweden in the Europa Cup? Never thought we'd get into the Welsh Prem, but played European football for them.
And you're a local lad as well, obviously.
Yeah.
Has that got added significance for you being a Llandudno boy?
Yeah, because I've seen the club change so much over the years. Gone from starting when we were getting relegated from Cymru Lions to winning it, and then obviously playing in Europe again, which I keep repeating, but never going to beat it.
You mentioned the changes at the club over the years. Things have improved dramatically off the field and off the field, haven't they?
Yeah. Well, I see the 3G and the stands around, but I think it was an old dump, the floor, wavy and all that, but now look at it. I think they're going to go on to bigger and better things, to be honest, but it's time to call it a day for myself.
So what are weekends going to hold for you now after this weekend?
Golf, I think. Everyone takes up golf. Can't go shopping every Saturday, so golf.
I'm sure there's a couple of other players in various clubs we haven't mentioned as well who will be playing their last games, possibly putting themselves in the shopping window for various reasons. So good luck to all of them, and I hope that they enjoy their last game. I will say last week, of course, we had a fantastic game which didn't fall for Carmarthen the right way, but was certainly proving that both Carmarthen and Aberystwyth have got a bit of fight in them. Aberystwyth made sure that they are safe, Jonah. And what do you make of Aberystwyth now? Great motivation for them to go into the Cup with, isn't it?
I just think they got over the line. They got over the line, and that's what the job was, to stay in the Welsh Premier League. They've been in it since its beginning, so they didn't want to leave. And they just got over the line. They did their job. The bonus is the Welsh Cup final. This will set the place alight now. You know, you get all the supporters, clubs, and you get coaches going down to Newtown. I think Aberystwyth, by the way, could bring 300 or 400 fans themselves to the Cup final in Newtown, which would be a great event. And I think job done for Neville and Seamus Heath and Wayne Jones. They've kept the club in the Welsh Premier League and at a Welsh Cup final. So they're on the verge of Europe, where it could have been a disaster and they could have had no Europe and could have gone into the Welsh League next year. On the other hand, I am gutted myself to see the old goal go down. I haven't been with him for a few years, and I've always enjoyed going there. I got to say, for my old player once again, Neil Smithers, what a job he's done, it's him and Danny Thomas. They were so close to creating, you know, maybe the great escape. They'd have had to call up Steve McQueen, I think, to play Smothers in a film of it, because it just came down to nail-biting at the end and a couple of chances. Clayton Green's header, what really smashed the bar with 5 minutes to go, could have made all the difference. But they've made a great, great fist of it, Carmarthen. They didn't go down, they didn't fall down. They fought all the way down, and I hope, I'll say it again, I said it last week, I hope that if they do go down, Smothers gets the job to bring them back into the Welsh Premier, and I'd like to see him do it sooner rather than later.
Let's have a listen to what Neil Smothers has to say.
The league table doesn't lie. Like I said, I've just said to the boys, it is what it is. I think we've had a decent second half of the season, but we didn't do enough before the split, and we give ourselves too much to do. And unfortunately, we've run out of games.
Yeah, that's the most unfortunate, really. You know, another couple of games probably we might have saved ourselves. You never know, of course, don't you?
Yeah, potentially. You know, I think the run we're on now and the understanding that we're getting with the boys, who knows? You know, it's one game left now next week, obviously, against Barry, so we'll prepare as we will, and we will obviously try to go out and win the game and get as many points as we can from the second half of the season.
Yeah, it must be the hardest task next week is to motivate not only the players but yourself and Danny for the game.
Yeah, it'll take a bit of time to sink in. I'm sure, Gar, that, you know, it's a club that I've been at for a long time, and it's very, very disappointing, not just for me, but for everybody involved in the club. You know, we've got a massive amount of responsibility for where we are, you know, and we can't hide that. So it will be tough. But, you know, we set ourselves some targets at the split and hope that would be enough, and we just keep working towards those.
Indeed, and congratulations to Llanelli, who are the champions of the Welsh League, although we do not know at this stage whether that means they'll be joining us next season in the Welsh Premier League. Of course, we're recording this on a Tuesday afternoon. There will be a Thursday-ish decision about any appeals on licences, and we'll deal with that at a later stage. I'm not going to go into the whatever of permutations or how that might be, because we don't know. It's a Tuesday afternoon. I've got to get back to my lunch. Jonah's interrupted my cheese sandwich, and let's concentrate on that. Say goodbye, Jonah.
All the best, Mark.